My reading chair is my hermitage. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Chapel, California, with Thought for Today. My reading chair is my hermitage. How often do we sit down and sit in a special chair, or any chair, even a park bench or anywhere we may be, and we just sit to meditate? We sit to be silent, to be quiet, to let go of all the things in life that have caused us to not be upset necessarily, but to just be busy, 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 busy. We do have many busy thoughts that cruise through our head and that take our attention and demand that we give them our thought. There are many thoughts that cruise through our head like that. And as these thoughts do that, we don't notice that we are frustrated or we are pleased or we are shattered. We are many things because these thoughts sort of possess us. Now, when I sit in my chair, when I sit in my easy chair, when I sit in my reading chair, I am sitting in my hermitage. And my hermitage is a place where I meditate, a place where I am peaceful, a place where all the world is in divine order, a place where I breathe deeply, and usually a place where I'm alone, a place where I am by myself, where I'm not disturbed by anyone else, and I am just so pleased and so content and so happy. It's a lovely place to be. We can call any chair our hermitage if we wish, and any chair is our hermitage and our wonderful place to be, because that's where we are at peace. That's where we are home. That's where we are content. That's where all things are in divine order. My reading chair is my hermitage. I sit down in my chair at home, and it may be in my special room, my bedroom, my study, my living room, or even the kitchen. I may sit in the kitchen and read and have the bustle of the family around me and be undisturbed, but be present in the harmony of that home. And as I sit on my reading chair, I am content. People don't bother me. People know that that's my time for a few minutes alone. It may be a half an hour, an hour, but usually it's no longer than that. For I have so many activities in my life that keep me busy and happy, and I'm always on the go, always delighted to be involved in so many different things. But when I sit in my easy chair, my hermitage, I meditate. I think. I may be reading, or I may not. More often than not, I'm not reading. I am just meditating. I'm just thinking. Now, what sort of thoughts are reserved for my meditation chair, for my hermitage, for my reading chair? What sort of thoughts are reserved for when I sit there? Well, the thoughts that are reserved for when I sit in my reading chair are thoughts of peace, thoughts of balance, thoughts of harmony, thoughts of love, thoughts of right action, thoughts of truth, all of these wonderful thoughts. And you say, well, how can you ever have those thoughts when everything else wants to boggle into your mind? Well, here it comes, a pattern of how we think about things, how we listen to ourselves. It's true, I have thoughts coming into my mind, and I say to them, hey, that's not the thought I want to think. And I have thoughts coming into my mind that say, you've got to take care of this, you've got to do these things. And immediately I say to myself, peace, I am peace. I use I am peace a lot, because whenever I sit into meditation or whenever I'm walking or whenever I'm talking to other people, before I begin anything that I do with my life or my world or my thought system, First I say to myself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And as I say, I am peace, especially when I sit in my hermitage, my reading chair, nothing seems to bother me. Nothing seems to come to my attention that says, hey, this is not too cool. Everything that I think, everything that I do, everything that I am is very relaxing, very gentle. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I have to tell myself this, because the world about me is a very busy world. The world about all of us is a very busy world. And the world about me is so busy that it wants to take me down so many pathways, so many roadways, so many thought systems. And as I do that, I lose control of who I am. Now, there's not one single thing on the face of the earth or in my heart or in my heavens that is so important that I must think about it. Well, you say, well, you have to think about some of the things that are necessary, like eating and sleeping and going to the bathroom and being with your family or being with yourself. You have to think about those things. No, I don't. No, I don't. All of those things are habitual things. I am with my family and I'm in harmony. I am in the bathroom and I'm washing my face or doing whatever I do. I am sitting on my chair reading and I'm gentle, quiet, peaceful. All of these things are habitual things. All of these things are things that I do out of habit, I do out of peace, and I do out of a normal way of doing something. But when I sit in my reading chair, in my hermitage, I say to myself, I am peace. Now, when I say I am peace, it washes away all unpeaceful thoughts. When I say I am peace, it ushers in all peaceful thoughts into my consciousness. When I say I am peace, all of the world is a delight for me and for my world. I am peace. When I say I am peace, I just relax and release all tension, all contention, all attitudes that think that I have to make an opinion or I have to come to a conclusion or I have to do something. And when I say I am peace, it really works. It's just like I say, I like me. And immediately a smile comes to my face and immediately I feel good. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, that simple phrase is so simple and so powerful and so demanding and dramatic, so wonderful. It just takes over my life. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, when I say I am peace, that too takes over my life. And when I sit in my reading chair and I want to prepare myself for a moment or two of peace, a moment or two or listening to my divine within. Well, Herb, why do you say a moment or two? Why don't you say 10 minutes or an hour or something like that? Well, it only takes a moment for a good thought to be present in my consciousness. It only takes a moment for me to think a heavenly thought, a divine thought. It only takes a moment for me to think in my hermitage, all is well in the world, and have it be so. It only takes a moment. We don't have to give it hours, although hours of meditation are not bad. We don't have to give it moments or individual specific time limits. We don't have to do that. We just say, I am peace. And the very words, I am peace, make me feel just so peaceful. The very words, I am peace, sort of clear the air around me of all tension. Yesterday, Ellen and Anita went into town. They had many errands to run. And as they were going into town, they left the campus here of the University of Healing, and they left behind the peaceful, heavenly vibrations, the divine vibrations of the campus. And they went into town, and they went into the hustle-bustle of town. Well, as they went into El Cajon and San Diego, they found there was so many activities going on. They went into one building, and the building was confusion, filled with unhappy vibrations. And they went into another building, and it was filled with joyous vibrations. They went into Trader Joe's, and they said they just felt at peace. They felt everybody there likes everybody else, and the whole modus operandi of the Trader Joe grocery store was just one of service and one of sharing and one of having everything that you need or you want. And then they went over to Smart and Final, and Smart and Final had a little different atmosphere. It was nice, but it wasn't that homey, that caring atmosphere that Trader Joe's had. Every time you turn around at Trader Joe's, there's someone to serve you, someone who is available to ask a question of for some special thing that you're looking for. And then they went into Panera, a restaurant, and they had a lunch there. And in Panera, it was just like Trader Joe's, they said. In fact, they said the La Mesa Grossmont Shopping Center is such a lovely place. They've gone into other shopping centers around the Southern California area, and none of them have the ambience, none of them have the feeling of joy, the peace that the Grossmont Shopping Center has. Oh, I'm sure if they were to go into every store, they might find some that are not also contented like the ones that they went into, but they did find that. Basically, that's what they were looking for. They were looking for a reflection of the peace that is in each of them. And they found that peace that is in each of them. They found it, and they shared it everywhere they went, because that's who they are. And before they stepped in the car, and before they stepped out of the car, and while they were in the car, they said, I am peace. They said, all is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is glorious. Their reading chair was with them wherever they went. They took that I am peaceful attitude wherever they went. They took it from their reading chair. They took it from the campus of the university here. They took it from their lifestyle. They took it from their private rooms. They took it from wherever they were. And as they took it with them, they found it everywhere. Now, some places were kind of busy and kind of hustle-bustle. Some places were not totally peaceful and harmonious, but they told each place that they went, I am peace. And they told each place that they went, you are peace. And they told each place where they went, all is peace. Each one of us has this opportunity of being in our reading chair all of the time, and have our reading chair be our hermitage, be our place of peace. And as our reading chair is our place of peace, our life is our place of peace. And all that we do is our place of peace. We are the center of all goodness, and everything we have in life is peaceful, is joyful, is wonderful, is fantastic. Make your I like me, I am peace. Make your hermitage your reading chair, your hermitage, your life, your world, all that is good and beautiful. Because that's what it is, and that's what it always will be. Have a wonderful day, doing wonderful, peaceful things, always being master of yourself. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me.